This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In Bangladesh, the families of workers injured or killed in two disasters are still waiting for compensation. The Rana Plaza collapse, where 1,200 people were killed and almost 2,000 injured, happened near Dakar last April. The Tazreen fire, which killed 117 workers, mainly young women, happened last November. In an effort to get the garment companies to start paying compensation, the Global Union Federation Industrial called a meeting for Friday, September 13th. It invited 29 companies. Only 11 showed up. I talked to the lead negotiator for the labor organizations, Monica Kemperle. Ms. Kemperle is an assistant general secretary of Industrial. I asked her what could be done to get more companies to participate.
Companies must be aware of their responsibility, but not only the brands or the companies. It's also so that the government must be aware of their responsibility, or the owners, the employers group, BGMEA, BKMEA. That's also groups who must be aware of their responsibility. And so we hope that they come back to the table and all of them, also these companies, they are not joined the first meeting, that they come back to the table to negotiate and to take the responsible for the workers.
Tell us about the meeting in Geneva.
It was a whole day meeting with very much questions. Experts were invited to explain us different legal and law results and also the Convention 121, who is one part of the scheme for the compensation payment. And so we have agreed that we get a commitment with the brands now, that the meeting again within the next 2 weeks to share information and tools, exchange views and consider next steps. And that's so I can say that this first step is done, because the brands have a meeting alone for next week, agreed for next week, and so we hope that this step is the first step, that we get more companies and brands to the table.
You mentioned Convention 121. That's a convention of the International Labour Organization, the ILO. Can you tell us how it's being used in these negotiations?
Convention 121 says what all on compensation is included in this payment. So that we said, okay, a living wage or minimum wage must be included, overtime must be included, benefits must be included. Then how many years are between the worker's life and the pension for compensation, for how many years there are include for compensation payments, etc. So that we get a clear scheme what's involved, or what all things are involved in this process and in this compensation payment.
Is the amount of the compensation to be paid to the families of the victims been agreed upon?
We have not agreed how much money is. It was only Primark at the end of the meeting, and then Leblanc said that they will pay for the next 3 months for the workers the salary. That was the agreement, but clear commitment how much they paid is not involved. We only spoke about the percentage for the different organizations, so that we said, okay, that's 45 for the brands, 55% for the others. That include the government, the owners.
Industrial is a global union federation. What is its role in the negotiations?
Industrial's role is, from the union side, the leadership role, to bring the brands to the table to get negotiations, to get an agreement.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the garment workers in Bangladesh?
Workers around the world can do a lot, because that's not only unions or members of union, they also customers. They can also always ask them under which conditions are the work is done, why people get so less money for this. And in shops, the clothes are sometimes very expensive and sometimes very cheap. How can this be? And we can work without borders. I think it's a lot that we can do.
After the building collapse at the Rana Plaza, the Bangladeshi government was prodded into changing the country's labor law. I talked to Amirul Amin about the new labor law. Mr. Amin is the president of the Bangladesh National Garment Workers Federation.
This is true that Bangladesh government recently introduced the labor law. It's called Bangladesh Labor Law 2013 Amendment Law. So in this law, of course, there are some positive things, like for the formation of the trade union organizations, some of the barriers that was in the earlier labor law, those actually removed. So this is positive. But at the same time, there are some of the earlier sections of law, those actually did not remove from the new labor law, as well as even some of the new area introduced in this labor law, those also not friendly with the workers. You can even consider that these are against of the workers. So that is the reason you see it actually did not fulfill our expectation. So it actually need more amendment for the workers as well as for the industry.
There have been calls for boycotting garments made in Bangladesh. What do you think of this?
No, boycott, this is actually not the solution of the problem. Even if any of the country people, they actually boycott the Bangladeshi product, it means that many of the factory will be closed and workers, many of workers will be unemployed and the suffering will increase. That is the reason boycott really not the solution. We have to find out the other way.
How have international labor organizations been helping your union and other unions in the Bangladeshi garment sector?
Many of the international trade union organization, they are actually in different way. They are supporting the local trade union organization, including the National Garment Workers Federation that actually I belongs. So first of all, these international trade union organization, they are actually putting pressure to the multinational companies. Those are sourcing from Bangladesh, and as a result of this, nowadays I think you know, Bangladesh Building and Fire Safety Accord, 86 company already signed. So in other way, they are also putting pressure to the companies. Those are sourcing from Rana Plaza or Tazreen Fashion. That is the reason this compensation meeting will be organized in Geneva. So in this way, they are actually supporting Bangladesh garment workers as well as Bangladeshi garment sectors.
How can unions and their members around the world help the garment workers in Bangladesh and their unions?
Union, especially in the north, and their members, they are in different way related to the Bangladeshi, very much close to the Bangladeshi garment workers and garment sector. One way you see, they are actually the consumers of the product of the Bangladeshi garment workers. So they are actually using the product. Those are producing by the Bangladeshi garment workers. In other form, you see many of the trade union members in the north, they are also in the retail sector. And this retail sector, it means that many of them, they are actually selling the product. Those are produced by the garment workers in Bangladesh. Bangladeshi garment workers, they are actually in the bottom line in the production chain. And in the north, many of them, they are in the distribution or selling sales. All the trade union organization and workers, we always say that workers of the world unite.